My name is Garland Robinson. In Psalm 127, we read in verses 3 to 5, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them." Friend, you know, when you think about children, oh, what a magnificent, wonderful word that is. It's music to the ears of parents. Ask any parent about their children, oh, a glow will come across their face. Parents love to talk about their children. And the Bible talks about the fact that children have always been in this world from the very beginning. When Adam and Eve were created, we read where God blessed them and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis 1 and verse 28. Soon after that, we read about Cain and then Abel being born. When Adam was 130 years old, we read about Seth being born. In Genesis 5:4, we read, "And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters." Only God knows of how many children Adam and Eve had. When children come into this world, they know neither good or evil. There is a blank page upon which anything can be written. There is a piece of clay that must be fashioned and molded. And parents have been given the responsibility to provide those children instruction and in guidance. Children must be taught. They've got to be trained in the way they should go. One of the great principles of the Bible we read in Proverbs 22 in verse 6 that says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Oh, what a tremendous responsibility falls upon mamas and daddies. Oh, what a great burden that really is. Parents, will you take that responsibility? You will have to give an account one of these days regarding how you've taught your children, how you've shown them, how you've trained them. Has it been in the right way? If you're young parents now and have children under your control at home, are you training them, teaching them, bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Fathers, mothers, what are you doing to raise them up in the right way? Then when we think about children, we find that according to the Scriptures, children are to obey their parents. Parents are not the only ones who bear responsibility in that respect. Children themselves have to accept the teaching. They've got to embrace the training. The ultimate accountability falls upon them to comply with what they've been taught, if it's according to the way of the Lord. It's written in the Holy Scriptures that children must obey their father and mother. In Ephesians 6:1 we read, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And then in Colossians 3:20, very similar to that, we read, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." In Romans 15:4, we find that the Old Testament was written for our learning. That is, we can go back to the Old and read of the great examples and historical accounts there and glean great lessons from that. Therefore, we can look back and see what we need to be doing today. The book of Proverbs speaks of the obedience of children with very sage advice. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." Then we read, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." That was in Proverbs chapter 6, in verses 20 to 23. Later on then in Proverbs, we read, beginning in chapter 23, we read verse 22 and 23. "Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And then one more in Proverbs 30 and verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Friend, we learn from these examples of the Old Testament that obedience was demanded under the law of Moses. Children that did not obey were to be put to death. Can you imagine that? That was the law of God. That was the wisdom of God. That was the care of God because He cared for His people. In Deuteronomy chapter 21, we read in verses 18 to 21, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put away evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Young people, children, aren't you glad you don't live under the law of Moses today? But the point of this is, if God's desire that children obey their parents was so strong in the Old Testament that he demanded the children be stoned when they didn't obey, do you think God desires any less today? Even the New Testament tells us that those who are disobedient to parents are worthy of death in Romans chapter 1, verses 30 and 32. The only real difference between the old and the new is a matter of time. God's grace and mercy under the law of Christ allows time for repentance and turning to obedience. But at the judgment, God will punish the disobedience with eternal fire. God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. So our job is to obey now, while there's time and opportunity. Young people, you won't always understand the requirements your parents lay upon you. There'll be times they may forbid you to do something or refuse to let you go somewhere. On other occasions, they may demand that you do what you're told and take care of a responsibility, your job, a chore. Since you have a mind of your own, you may want to analyze that decision. You may either decide to accept it or reject it. You may decide their ruling or judgment is unreasonable, it's unjust, and you may be tempted to ignore it and just do what you want to anyway. But friend, young person, at these times, God requires you to obey your parents. At this stage in your life, you don't have the privilege to refuse to obey. Your job before God is to submit to their authority. You must trust them because they are seeking to lead you in the right way. One of these days, when you grow up, you'll understand their decision. And I guarantee that you'll require the same thing of your children. Oh, you might say right now, oh, no way. I'll never do that with my children. But if you love the right, if you love the truth, if you'll do what God's Word says, then you'll do what's right. Trust me. You will require the same thing of your children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, trust your parents. Do what they say. They want what is best for you. They want you to be happy. They don't want you to be hurt. When you're sad and hurting, they're sad and hurting. You're the joy of their life. You're the apple of their eye. Their whole world revolves around you. They have forfeited their own desire so that you might have the things needed to be prosperous and happy. Their delight is found in seeing you grow up to be a responsible, caring adult. Their joy is seeing you make the right decisions to live right yourself. Teach your children what they should do and prepare yourself and family to meet the Lord. One of these days we'll all stand before the judgment bar of Christ, and how we've lived in this life will be that which will be used to judge us. Our loving Heavenly Father loves us and requires of us things that we sometimes don't understand. As adults, we don't have the right to analyze God's Word, decide whether we're going to accept it or not. Our job is to trust the Lord and do what He says because we know He is leading us in the way we should go. Now here's where faith comes in. We don't have to understand everything and agree to it. We simply trust God. We know His way is right and it cannot be wrong. He wants what's best for us, and when we do what He says, He is pleased. We know that in the by and by, we will understand. Children, let me tell you again, Ephesians 6 and verse 1, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right. It's the right thing to do. It is a command of God. If you're going to be right with God, then you will obey your parents. Children who have obeyed the gospel have entered into a covenant with the Lord to do what is right. That involves being obedient to your parents just as much as it involves being obedient to the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. We read in Ephesians 6 in verse 2 and 3, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Friend, that's a quotation from the Old Testament book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. To honor means to esteem, to appreciate the worth of, to honor a thing prized. It means to have respect. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's the honorable thing to do. That is why you appreciate their worth and their value. They're wanting to help you get to heaven. And the Bible tells us how to get to heaven. It says, if you believe with all thine heart that Jesus is the Christ, you will have the faith necessary to repent of your sins, which means to change your mind. Turn your life around from an old way of sin unto the Lord, doing His will, confessing the name of Jesus, I believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And being baptized into water, you can have forgiveness of your sins, be raised to walk a newness of life, to be a Christian, and to be faithful unto His cause.